Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Budget Weddings NYC. It is Friday, June the 6th. It is the official, old-time official, traditional wedding month, and welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you. This is your host, Charlena P.F., and we have a special guest this afternoon, but I'm going to tell you about him in just a second. And yes, I did say him. It's a male. But just to remind you that my book, The New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, is available on Kindle and soon to be out in print. Also, to let you know that I am also available for consultations for both planning your wedding and if you need an officiant. And you may call me at 646-504-8067. Now, tonight, one more thing, and don't forget to tune in this evening. I have to apologize for last week, but tune in this evening at midnight for Meditation with Charlena, Midnight Meditation with Charlena on that same named channel. Now, this evening we are blessed and excited to welcome a man that a lot of you know, probably in various, and he seems to be outside, various places other than wedding venues, and maybe we'll talk about that in just a second. But just to let you know, we're talking to Dr. D. He is the renowned, and probably one of the renowned, or maybe he is the renowned pioneer of the gospel DJ movement. And we're going to talk to him about that. He's also a photographer of note. He's been in several articles for both his photography and his DJ and emceeing. And he was on a sister network of Blog Talk Radio, Paula Beckel's show, talking about his DJing abilities. So we're going to talk to him and find out just what we need to know about getting a DJ to do what we need at our weddings. And we also want to find out about gospel DJing. How's that different from everything else? So I want you to welcome Dwayne Knight. Welcome, Dwayne.
Yes. Hey, Charlena, great to be on your show. Great to talk to you again. And it sounds exciting. I was wondering who you was all introducing.
I forgot to also say that we know each other not because you did my photography and at this point, nor did you do my wedding, but because we are both recipients of the Alfred LaPorte Commitment and Dedication to Workshop Business Opportunities, because we both volunteer for this wonderful organization, helping businesses grow to success, or as I like to say, soup to success. So that's how we know each other. But now you were telling me that you are, and I read up, that you are a gospel DJ. So tell me about that. Tell me what that's all about.
Yes, I am one of the original gospel DJs back in the 70s when DJing started up.
And I just have to say, by the way, he does not look like he. It looks like he. If you, when you see him, you will think that he was 12 when back from the 70s.
God is good. All I can say is God is good. Back in about 77, that's when the whole DJ movement started in the Bronx, moved down to Brooklyn, and just went all over New York. Around 79, myself and about five other young men, we felt the call to join that movement, but we felt the call to DJ gospel music. There was a lot of DJs doing all the other kind of music, but no one was doing God's music. So we picked up that mantle, and for about 15 years, the five of us, we DJed all over the country, all the skating rinks, weddings. Any we gave the churches an option where they didn't have to have a secular DJ there, and they didn't have to bring the music to that DJ and tell them what songs to play. But because we knew the music, we brought our own equipment, we brought our own music, and so we was able to flow and give the churches exactly what they needed. So from 79 until today, I've been right now it's just me for about the last 15 years. So people give me that title as the official gospel DJ. So I count that as an honor and a blessing.
Oh, that's great. So now, Dr. D, D is for your first name, Dwayne, right?
Yes, yes.
And you say that you're still doing this, correct?
Yes.
Still doing gospel DJing. Oh, okay. So tell us how we would contact you. Well, not me, but tell my listeners how they would contact you for the gospel DJing.
Well, that's very easy. Just 917-520-7704. Again, that's 917-520-7704. And I'm available for any kind of function that you have that you want gospel music. And we have a wide variety of gospel music, from the traditional to the contemporary to hip-hop to reggae, calypso, salsa, a little gospel house if you like to dance for the Lord. We have the jazz, everything. We have a whole genre. Many genres of gospel music, much more than we have when we started out. But gospel music has grown along with mainstream music. So we have all of those in our crates, as we say.
Okay, great. So now you said you started off with five, but now you're also saying we. But you said that it's mostly you. So how many people do you travel with these days?
Well, again, it's me as far as from the original group, but now there are probably hundreds of gospel DJs around the country, around the world. So it's no longer just five guys doing it. There's hundreds. So, but we all, we all carry that kind of music. So that's why I say we. But even in New York City, I run with a couple of gentlemen that I call my brothers, and we just share, each other's expertise and that kind of stuff. So, but
okay. So when I want, say, I'm not sure what type of DJ I desire, but someone's given me your name and number. I know you just said that you do all types of music, but what should I ask you? To find out other than to say, well, what type of music do you do? Here's my question. What should a new person who's looking for something for their wedding, what would be the first thing they need to ask a DJ?
Once you call me and we make that initial contact, I would ask you a series of questions. And based on that series of questions, I can figure out what type of music you want at your event, whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, a pastor's anniversary. So there's a series of questions that I would have to ask you. From your answers, then I will be able to put together type of music that I feel would be appropriate to make your event a success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific. Now, does that mean that you then also have packages, or is it all shaped around what type of music the person or couple wants?
Well, the packages I have are based on, again, what the couple wants. You can have a very simple package where you just want the DJ. We can mm-hmm. have a package where you want the DJ and the MC. We can have a package where you want lights, party favors, CD favors. Again, it depending on what your needs are, we could accommodate all of that. If you need an extra sound system for, like, if you have a band or extra singers coming along, we could supply all of that. So we start off, our packages start off with the simplest, which is just like a three to four hour function where you just have a DJ. And then we can go all the way up to full sound, full lights, you know, all kinds of stuff in between, party favors, hats, you know, everything like that. So
sounds like you're full service.
Yeah, it's a full service.
That's
it's a
great.
Full service. Yeah.
Okay.
We can include photography if you want that too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, because you are a photographer. And you did tell us where you went, because now I forget. I know I have it in my notes.
Yeah, I went to Long Island University here in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn campus. And I studied there. I got my master's in photography from them. I've been a photographer since 1995, so that's a little over 21 years. My primary function in photography has been editorial. I shoot for the New York's largest Christian newspaper. It's called The Love Express. I shoot for them, and because of that, I've been able to travel across the country with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, with different gospel organizations, award shows, and that kind of stuff, and been able to capture images for The Love Express and for other magazines over the past 21 years. So God has really blessed me to, you know the industry, know the people, and at the same time, capture some fantastic shots.
Right. In my research, it says Dwayne Knight capturing sensitive moments compassionately. Very nice. So to my listening audiences, you know that he's going to snap the right shot. Although I don't know that snapping is the word anymore. It's probably
capturing.
Speaking of old words, so spinning, is that even used anymore in terms of a DJ?
Spinning? Yeah, we still spin.
Oh, okay.
Now we don't do the turntables anymore, but most of the guys use CDs and even more just use the digital soundtrack and stuff like that on the computers. So you still mm-hmm. find a couple of DJs that still might use turntables, but for the most part, everything is more digital now with even less CDs and more MP3s and that kind of sound.
Okay. Is it easier in terms of for the DJ to get around more with
digital? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's much, much easier. You're not carrying crates of music anymore. Most of the time you can... depending on what you're asked to bring, you can do a whole set with, like, two people. But, again, if you're going someplace that they already have the speakers and stuff, all you need to bring is your laptop or your CDs and plug right in and just mm-hmm. and just jam from there. So it does make it much easier these days to travel.
Okay. And will you take guest requests?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's why you have to travel with a wide variety of music, mm-hmm. so that you can always take requests. And that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Are there standards that you have to? I want to say walk with, but that's not the term I don't know. that you travel with. Are there standards in terms of a wedding that you have to walk with. And I only say that because I'm going to use my wedding, which is coming up on, my anniversary is coming up on 10 years. At our DJ, we had gotten our DJ from a word of mouth from our cake baker. And I actually gave him a list of what I expected. And he perused and he said, yeah. I gave him the list. He signed off on it. And then there at the wedding, he played nothing that was on the list.
Oh, that's not good at all.
No. So do you, I guess my question then has changed. Do you, if someone has requested a number of things that they want to have at their wedding, do you make it your business to play those usually?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome people's lists, and we welcome the requests. And that's why it's really important that I sit down and have that conversation with them, so I'll know, I'll have a general idea of what I really need to play. For the most part, when people give you a list, you'll never play every song there. You'll never play every song they give you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, you know, pick and choose what you can play from that list at the same time. And that, again, comes from the conversation we have with them. And at the same time, you want to, there are songs that they don't know, and you want to introduce them to some new music that they would like also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of everything. It's a combination of everything. The list, the conversation, what's new out. You know, there could be a new song out by Mary or Kirk Franklin or Fred Hammond they might not have yet. But because I'm a DJ, I have it before they do. So it's a ministry of playing what they know and also at the same time introducing them to some new artists and some new music. And at the same time, basically making sure that their event that they have goes fine.
Okay. I think, you know, I think the mishaps at my wedding spurred me to write my book because actually the DJ did not play our first dance.
That's a bad sign right there.
Yeah, I don't remember when they did, actually.
Oh no,
but we
would have definitely had a conversation. But see, that's why, you know, you really have to sit down with the DJ and make sure he really understands what your needs are and he can accommodate you. That's why it's not always based on price, because sometimes if you don't get a professional DJ, you might get somebody that can DJ and they might give you a good price, but you get what you pay for sometimes. But that's why, you know, us more professional who's been around, we have the music. It might cost you a little more, but one thing it will not cost you is worrying. You won't have to worry about the music part anymore.
Exactly.
It's done. You know, so that's what you get the comfort to knowing that he's going to be on point. He's going to have all your songs, and that by the end of the night, people are going to say, yo, I had a really good time, and that's what you want.
Exactly. Yes. Because a lot of people wanted to have, you know, the electric slide and everything. He was ignoring them. So.
Oh, no. You
but
see,
I,
he. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't a good call at all. That was not a good call.
I think when we do our reaffirmations, I don't think it's going to be this year, but maybe at 15, we'll call you.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure to come, and by the end of the night, everybody's going to be worn out. They're going to say, yo, that DJ wore me out. I'm sorry. Whether they got up and danced or they sat there, the neck going to be hurting because they're going to be bobbing their heads, and their ankle going to hurt because they've been tapping their feet. But we are definitely going to have a great time. I can always say God is good, and because of the anointing that comes with it. And that's what makes a DJ, a gospel DJ, different from a regular DJ, is that the anointing, the sensitivity to the Spirit of God. The mainstream DJs don't have that sensitivity. The Spirit of God can tell you when to move, what song to play. And that's happened to me over time and time that, you know, God tell me, hey, play this song. And I play it, and then someone comes and says, hey, that song ministered to me. You know, I was going through something. I'm so glad you played that song. And that's something that you can't get with mainstream DJs, the movement of God mm-hmm. in your life.
I agree. Yeah. That sounds lovely. Yeah. I think, yes. So now I'm going to ask you one more question. I know you have to run. But are you a singer as well? And do you sing? No.
No, I don't sing. My wife is a singer of the group, but I can carry a tune. I'm not tone deaf. I can join mm-hmm. in. As a matter of fact, when we started out in '79, there was five of us. We did sing together. We that was part of our ministry, the DJing, the singing, and also we did skits and stuff like that that brought forth mm-hmm. the word of God. So I don't make it a normal habit to sing. I don't. That's not my calling. But I can sing a note here and there. Yeah, but I won't sing it right at a event. No, that's not me. A wise man knows his limits, and that's mine.
Okay.
I'll definitely right. clear a room.
Okay, but not in a good way. Okay.
No.
All right, so we'll leave the music stylings to your spinning.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
There you go.
So, Dwayne, I'm going to release you, and
Thank you so much.
You know, from this conversation, I think I can say that I will invite you back. But
yes,
I'm going
to
release
please.
You, and I will give all your particulars as you're going off, and have a great weekend.
You do the same, and you know we'll see each other. We'll see each other in a couple of weeks at the Weibo graduation. But again, if your listeners want to contact me again, my number is 917-520-7704. 917-520-7704. You can call me for questions. You know, you don't have to be hiring me, but you know, you can call me and ask me what you should look for in a DJ, and I'll gladly help you on that. Mention Charlena's show, and I'll do that for you.
thank you very much. Thank you, Dwayne.
No problem. But we'll talk
right,
later,
so
and I appreciate being there. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. All righty. So that was Dr. D, Dwayne Knight, and his. You can, as you said, contact him for his gospel stylings of for your wedding, for your baby naming ceremonies, for any event that you think you might need, where you might need some music and want people to get up and dance. And again, his number is 917-520-7704. And this very strange voice you're hearing is because I have the remnants of a cold, which I evidently had last Friday. Let me tell you what else is coming up. I wanted to also let you know about Sacred Walker. Now, unfortunately, I'm not in my usual studio, so I don't have her flyer, but Sacred Walker is going to be coming on my show in 2 weeks, which is the 19th. But she has, look her up, Sacred, just like S-A, S as in Sam, A, C as in Charles, R, E as in Edward, D as in David Walker on the internet. And you will see that she's having a women's retreat on the 20th. That is the day after our radio show. And it's a women's retreat. I believe it is in upstate New York. And unfortunately, as I said, don't have her flyer to tell you all of the particulars, but again, it's Sacred Walker. Also, I wanted to let you know that I'm working with an artist who has a lot of, and we're going to be friends on Facebook a little later, like by tomorrow. He's a portrait artist, and he also does landscape. His name is Fernando Mariscal, Mariscal, I'll do that so you know exactly what I said, because I know I have this strange voice for my cold. It's M as in Mary, A R I, S as in Sam, C as in Charles, A L, Mariscal, Fernando Mariscal, is a wonderful artist, and he's going to actually do a portrait for me for my, oh, I'm not going to say that out loud in case somebody's listening. It's going to be a gift anyway. So in any case, now what else did I want to tell you? I also wanted to tell you that I am working on another book. As you know, I already have, first one that I wrote was New York City Budget Wedding, Elegant and Affordable, and that was back in 2011, and it took 4 years to publish it, to get it all just right. But in the meantime, I had also written these three other books, New York City Budget Honeymoons, and also Wedding Cake from, actually I wrote that in 2011 as well. That was in reference to the competition, the first competition that I held, and I will be bringing that back probably next year. There was a lot of upheaval this year, so rather than promise something that I could not deliver, I decided to wait another year. So in my personal life rather than in the in my business life, but sometimes that affects everything, you know, especially with a broken foot and then other things. But in any case, Wedding Cake Taste Off, 2016. But the 2011, I wrote a book in reference to how to find your perfect cake, and that has been redone once. I'm redoing it again so that it's more current. It's Wedding Cake from Frosting. You know that is delicious. That will be coming out also in September. And New York City Budget Honeymoons is on the Nook, as is Creating Your New York City Wedding, which is also on the Nook. And I also even have a synopsis. Well, it's not really a synopsis. It's 11 plus secrets from New York City Budget Wedding, Elegant and Affordable, which is all that is on Kindle. And that book is, I think it's still 99 cents. So you could get that book immediately, and it's a great read, I believe, because it gives you lots of tips and tricks for saving lots of money on your wedding. And that's what it's all about. Even here in New York City, where people don't believe you can do it for any less than $85,000. Do you know that? That's crazy. $85,000. It's not crazy if you have it. It's crazy if you don't. And a lot of times, the wedding industry, the big wedding industry machine, is counting on the fact that you will want to spend rather than use or invest in your wedding, and which is ultimately investing in your marriage. So if you are spending $85,000 plus and you do not have it, you are spending it and giving it away to various people and not investing in your marriage. Remember that the wedding is just the start of the rest of your life with yourself, with your loved one. It's not to show off everyone how much you're spending to make them have to insist that they have a good time. Not that at all. It is all about having a good time with your spouse-to-be and presenting them or each other to your various communities, your relatives, as well as your friends and family. Speaking of friends and family, I just read this in Real Simple that most of your best friends are relatives of yours, usually through your fourth cousin. And it's only about 1%, but actually, once you get to your fourth cousin, 1% is a huge margin. So if you are marrying your best friend, always check to make sure you're not related. Charlene, P.S. from Budget Wedding NYC, saying thank you very much for joining myself and Dr. D, or also known as Dwayne Knight, P. the pioneer, one of the five pioneers of gospel DJing and emceeing, and he's still doing it, and he's also a great photographer of 21 years as well. Check him out, and his number again is 917-520-7704, and as he said, he will give you a great price if you just mention my show, Budget Wedding NYC, for you or Charlena P.S. This is Charlena P.S. signing off and hoping you do not get a summer cold. Do not get a summer cold. That you will not get a summer cold. And I will be all better by the time you hear me in 2 weeks, not by this evening, but in 2 weeks, I will be all better. But if you need a meditation, do, of course, go to the channel Midnight Meditation with Charlena, and I will promise to lead you through a relaxing 15 minutes. Until next time, this is Charlena Pia. Bye-bye.